This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial on Syn with James, Trisha and Brendan, and this morning we are absolutely stoked to be joined by Michael Cormick. Now, Michael Cormick is a double threat singer and actor with a diverse career throughout Australia, the UK and Europe. Australian credits include Beauty and the Beast, for which he won an Australian Emmy Award. He's also been in Cats, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Sunset Boulevard, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, and many others. Now, he's got a gig coming up singing the hits of Broadway at the Pavilion on September the 1st. So thank you very much for joining us, Michael. Great to have a chat with you.
Yeah, good morning, everybody, on a lovely frosty morning in Melbourne.
Always a little bit chilly here during winter, of course. So thank you very much for getting involved. Look, you've got such an incredible list of credits there. It's hard to know where to start, to be honest. What do you think defines you as a performer? What is it that really brought you to performing?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I think, you know, I started my career really... on New Faces. I don't know if anybody out there will remember that, but that's like the voice of today, with Bert Newton hosting. And from there, I began just doing lots of TV shows, went over to London and got into musical theatre. And the rest is really history. I've sort of not stopped working both in London and here for many, many, many years.
Yeah, wow. Do you think the moving across to London had a big impact on your career?
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, because the only difference there is you get to work directly with the composers and directors and sort of begin to originate some things, which makes a big difference. You know, I became like Andrew Lloyd Webber's muse when I was like 24, so he'd test out some of his songs on me, which was, you know, quite an honour, I suppose.
That is incredible. Can you tell us some more about working with Andrew Lloyd Webber, such a famous name in the industry?
Oh, well, I sort of fell into it because I was auditioning for Phantom of the Opera for the young role as Raoul. And I was asked to come to his place the next day. And so they said, do I need to bring anything? I said, absolutely not. I went out and bought a new suit, did all of that. Got there very nervously. And there was Andrew Lloyd Webber himself on the piano and 10 people sitting around in the living room. And he said, Michael, what would you like to sing? I said, well, I didn't bring any music. He said, it doesn't matter. Do you know this from, you know, from Ibiza? And I was like, no. Do you know this from Jesus Christ Superstar? No. And by this time, you know, everybody's going, oh, my God, this kid is, you know, in trouble. anyway, he said, well, it doesn't matter. Just learn this. And I said, well, I don't read music. And he was like, oh, this is looking really good. So he was really patient and taught me, you know, Love changes everything. So I was actually the first person to sing that for them and recorded it the next week. And then when it came to casting the show, they said I was too young and pretty.
Too young and pretty. I'm pretty sure
nothing's
that.
Nothing's changed.
No, I'm sure it hasn't. Was that one of your first encounters with someone really big in the industry over in London?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, and from there, you know, I started to then... You know, when they wrote Les Miserables, they'd kind of get me in. I was kind of the new boy, the new voice in London. So they'd get me in to test some of the music on me. And then when it came to casting that, they said I was too young and pretty. So
so what was one of the first shows you actually got?
I actually got Les Mis and a musical called Time, which Cliff Richard was in at that time. And so I became his understudy. And I never went on. All I did was sit in the dressing room waiting, and it never happened. So
wow.
From there, then I did go into Phantom of the Opera, and then went back 10 years later and played the Phantom.
So that's
quite a history with that.
That's incredible. You've been an understudy to some of the biggest names in the industry. What lessons did they teach you? What did you learn from that?
Well, I suppose how to misbehave. how to be a diva. No, really. That's the only time I did understudy, to tell you the truth, because the rest of the time then I started getting the lead role. So, but with Cliff, because, you know, he's such an old pro, you know, you learn, you know, how to be a pro, really, how to behave properly, how to just do your work and focus and concentrate and work hard.
Now, Michael, what has been the highlight of your career so far?
I don't know. There are so many. I've actually got to perform for Her Majesty the Queen on three different occasions, and that's always a bit of a buzz, you know, at Royal Albert Hall and at Buckingham Palace, and that's pretty amazing, you know, when you get to
that's
all that.
That's incredible.
But look, you know, that can kind of sit with the same thing of actually having an audience of 50 people sometimes. It's about, you know, the transferal of the magic, you know, on from.
Sorry, we've just had the emergency evacuation signal going off in the building. We may have to finish this interview here. Thank you very much for spending some time talking to us this morning, Michael. We really appreciate it. Are you all right if we potentially continue this interview in just a little bit of time?
Further instructions. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. We'll catch you later. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha and Brendan. Before we were so rudely interrupted by a fire alarm, apologies to all our listeners, we are fine. Rumour going around that it might have been some burnt toast in the building. We're not exactly sure on that front. But before we were so rudely interrupted, we were talking to the wonderful Michael Cormick, who has stuck around. Thank you so much for joining us again, Michael.
It's my pleasure. Are you guys okay?
Yeah. We were hiding under tables and everything. We didn't know what to do.
an interesting interview, right, Michael? We wouldn't want your life to be dull.
No, absolutely. Of course not. It's very showbiz, isn't it?
Very.
That's right. We danced our way out of here.
Dramatic exit like that.
Oh, it was a very dramatic exit. Well, thank you so much for sticking around. We've talked a lot about your amazing career and some of the incredible people you've worked with already. So for those who have just joined us, make sure you get onto the podcast and have a listen to the first part of this interview. It'll all be up there. But now we thought we might turn to the future for you now, Michael, if that's okay. And you've got a fantastic gig coming up, is that right?
That's right, yeah. It's at the Arts Centre and we've actually got two shows on Sunday. So really, I'll be sort of regaling some stories, as you've heard, and obviously singing a lot of the hits of Broadway, which will include some of the shows I've done and some that I'm hopefully yet to do.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's promoted here as a high tea. Why exactly is it being called a high tea, do you know?
Well, I think it's because, you know, that it's a very British thing, high tea. In other words, it's like afternoon tea, I suppose, and you know, it'll be the full regalia, I would assume, of, you know, lots of tea. And I'm sure there's champagne involved too.
It sounds like a fantastic experience. Can you give us a bit of a hint of any of the songs we might be hearing you perform?
Oh, well, obviously I'll do the things from Phantom. You know, and I'll go way back. You know, there'll be things from Stephen Sondheim. There'll be a lot of the shows I have done, you know, Cats.
Oh, brilliant.
You know, a little bit of Joseph, maybe. You know, there'll be the whole variation of things, you know, and some of the songs I'd never get to sing. Obviously, Les Mis is in there. A whole variant of different shows.
It sounds like something that, yeah, if you're into show business, you really can't miss it. It sounds like it'll be a fantastic event. So that's on the 1st of September at the Pavilion. And if you want some tickets, you can get them online from the Arts Centre Melbourne website. So definitely make sure you get along. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Michael. And again, apologies for a rather disjointed interview. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you.
Oh, it's my pleasure too. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's very theatrical. So that I think that was really befitting for me.
Just another day at the office, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, we'll exit stage left. Thank you very much, Michael Cormick.
Thanks,
and we look forward to hopefully seeing you on the 1st of September at the Pavilion for High Tea Live at 12 and 4 are the two time slots I have here. So thanks again.
Thanks. Fantastic. Have a great day.
You too. All right, we'll get into another song here on Get Serial on Sin with James, Trish and Brendan. We've got Good Things Fall Apart by Illenium and John Bellion. Yeah, that seems somewhat accurate. Oh, look, we haven't fallen apart yet. We're still going. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trish and Brendan. Enjoy.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.